Hey, this is Carlos GGS from GuitarGodSecrets.com. Welcome back to the show, man. Have I got something cool for you today? In keeping with my promise of helping you get better faster and improving how your practice time goes and flows, I want to give you a little tip for making more of your practice time. A lot of guys get their guitar, pick it up every day, but they don't really have much of a plan. And we talked about that in one of the previous podcasts about that. If you don't go in with a plan to your practice time, you're very likely going to sit there and just noodle away the whole time. Now, that's not something you want to do. Trust me, okay? It's on a certain level satisfying, but on another level, very unsatisfying. And it's kind of weird because when you put the guitar down after sitting there and noodling for half an hour, however long you get to play, you feel like, oh, that's good. I got to play. But there's also a part of you that goes, something wasn't quite right. Something didn't feel right. You feel like you didn't get anywhere. You felt like you spent an hour running on a treadmill, not getting anywhere. And that's what I find inherently unsatisfying about that form of quote-unquote practice. And I think every guy out there who plays guitar, and girl, of course, every one of you that plays guitar feels the same way. That you don't want to just spin your wheels. You want to get traction, and you want to go somewhere with it, right? Am I right or am I right, JoJo? Yeah, he's right! So what are you going to do? Well, the best thing to do is go in with that plan that I talked about. Now, there's another part of practice that guys often overlook, and girls, sorry if I'm being sexist, I can't help it. Guys, it's just part of my colloquial nature. You guys and girls out there that play guitar know what I'm talking about, and that is, how long do you practice stuff? I mean, the part about practice that I think is inherently unsatisfying to many people, and the reason we go off and noodle, is because we don't want to sit there and grind on patterns or scales or anything for too long. It just drives us crazy. But we think to get anywhere at all, you need to. Like, you need to spend a whole hour doing nothing but the E minor scale all the way up and down the neck, over and over and over and over, over and over and over. And no, that's not true. That's not actually the best way to learn. Your brain is, in many ways, well, it's a miraculous tool, if you look at it that way, Ducky. It's a fantastic creation that allows you to not only memorize, but also to create on the fly. That's what's so cool about the guitar, I think, is our ability to improvise and just make up stuff along the way. But the other part of it is, if you don't know how your brain works, you're very likely going to fall into that rut of spinning your wheels. Well, let me give you some tips about this. This is all going to be tied together. If you think I'm going off in crazy caffeine-induced binges here, I'm going to come back around to the topic, which is, how does your brain actually learn things better? Do you really need to sit there and grind on scales for an hour? No. The best thing you can do is actually to sit down with a few small tasks. I call them this is called chunking, by the way. Small chunks of things you want to learn. Okay, very small. You don't want to just learn the entire E minor scale if you've never played it before, or if you're only partially acquainted with it, or even if it's the pentatonic or diatonic. It doesn't matter what scale you're learning. All that matters is you break it down into a portion that feels easy to conquer for you. Now, that portion, and the way you measure that portion, like when you're eating a dinner, the portion's pretty obvious. It's the size of what your mouth can fit, right? How much of that steak can you pop into your mouth? Can you pop the whole steak in? No, you can't. You got to cut off a bite-sized chunk. And you learn how to do that, right? That's how we eat. Well, that's a simple task. Learn the guitar, nobody teaches you, and there's no obvious size to your mouth when it comes to learning things on guitar. Hey, we all want to learn everything all at once, but you can't. So here's a little secret. Whatever you can reasonably memorize and get, I would say, beginner to intermediate progress on in about 5 to 10 minutes, is a bite-sized chunk for guitar. That's what your brain can handle. That's what your fingers can handle. And that's what basically your brain is just going to be able to take on in that period of time. Okay, it's a time function as well as a length and duration function. So I'm going to give you an example here before I get all scientific and lose you. It's easy. Pick up your guitar right now. And I want you to, well, first of all, I got to wait for you to go get your guitar, but I'm going to babble while you're walking over and getting your guitar. Or maybe you're driving in the car. I don't know what you're doing. If you're listening to this where you can't get to a guitar, then just visualize for now. Get your guitar if you can, and let's use the old standard. A minor pentatonic in the first position at the 5th fret. That's right. That's fret number 5. Now, of course, that's the first position because the A note is on the low E string at the 5th fret. It's also on the high E string, but we're not going there yet. So that's where that position is. All right, we named the position after the root note on the fret. So let's go to the 5th fret and play that note on the low E string. That's your A. You got it? That's cool. Now, let's say you didn't have any idea about what the pentatonic scale was, okay? Well, the pentatonic scale is low E, 5th fret, and 8th fret. Move over one string to the A string, and it's the 5th fret and 7th fret. Move over to the D string, it's the 5th fret and 7th fret. On the G string, 5th fret and 7th fret again. On the B string, 5th fret and 8th fret. And on the high E, 5th fret and 8th fret, just like on the low E. Now, you don't need me to go through that again. I just wanted to kind of remind you if you didn't already know. Now, what could you do to get somewhere and get some traction on that particular position and the pentatonic scale? Okay, now, some of you may have, and a good portion of you may already have that scale down pat. You know that so well. You could play it in your sleep. You could play it while you're talking to somebody on the phone and not even think about it, which is what you should work to, by the way. You need to work to the point. You'll know when you're really, really good at something when you can play it, A, without thinking about it, and then B, while you're doing something else, like talking to another person or engaging in conversation with another person. If you can do that, well, then you really got that thing down. But if you didn't have any knowledge of the pentatonic scale, your goal would be to just play those 12 notes. 2 notes per string, 6 strings, those 12 notes. Okay, that's it. Just to learn and know what those, what the positions of those were, and just go up and down for 5 to 10 minutes. I'd say 5 minutes is probably enough, but you get the idea. That's all you need to do for that time period. And then you stop. After 5 to 10 minutes, really no more than that, you stop doing it. And you go on to some other task you're learning. Maybe you're trying to learn the, maybe the D chord. I'm breaking this down to the basic elements so you can kind of get an understanding of where I'm going with it. You'd switch over to another task, like learning a particular chord form, the D chord form. All right, and you do that for 5 to 10 minutes. And then what you could do, and depending on how well you're catching on, go back again to the 5th fret and rework the first position minor pentatonic all over again. Or you may even move on to another task entirely. But the point here is, number one, don't spend too long on any one thing that you get burnout and you start to avoid doing that thing. You never want to go there. Number two is you want to make it very small and chunkable, something that you can manage in a small period of time. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Are you seeing where I'm going with this? And number three, you need to walk away from a task several times. As a matter of fact, it would actually be good if you were to give yourself the chance to forget what you did before and have to relearn it again. Why? Because this is the way the brain works. If you relearn something, you will keep it, it'll get embedded much more deeper in your neural fibers than if you just learned it and did it over and over and over again. It's actually better to forget something and have to relearn it because you're going to catch on to things you never thought before. You'll see things you never saw before. It just gets into your brain on a whole different level. Now, that's not to say that you need to forget everything, but it's actually a good idea to forget certain things and have to come back and do them again. Like, let's say you learn a pattern or a lick from some guitarist, and then the next day you're like, damn, I forgot this thing already. I had it down yesterday, and now I can't even remember the first couple of notes. Well, first of all, don't beat yourself up for it. That's perfectly natural. That's just the way learning this instrument goes. You're going to have to do that a lot. Don't let it discourage you. In fact, hopefully what I just told you will make you appreciate forgetting stuff, because it's good to forget stuff. When you relearn that lick, guess what? Chances are, after the second time, number one, you're not going to forget it again, okay? You probably won't forget it. And number two, you'll actually be seeing things about that pattern that you didn't see before. Because, and here's why, your brain is a sequential retrieval mechanism, meaning you remember things pretty much sequentially. You don't typically jump right into the middle of a song. You learn a song from start to finish, and you play it from start to finish, but it's very rare that we jump into the middle or any particular part in there unless you're just learning that song. Okay, it's just the nature of the beast. Sometimes you're going to find that certain licks you just can't get to without playing your way up to them. It's kind of funny, isn't it? I first discovered this little nuance of how our brain works when I was teaching and studying martial arts. For many, many years, I was learning the martial arts, and I was wondering why it was that I just couldn't jump right into a particular part of a form that I was doing, a kata that I was doing. And I read some more about how the brain works, and it turns out that I needed to do the whole form from start to finish to get up to that point in the middle. I couldn't just jump in the middle. Now, something you can do to practice is to deliberately drop yourself in the middle. When you have that kind of inside and out, backwards and forwards understanding of something, you have a depth of understanding that is 10 times greater than somebody that just learned it from start to finish. That's why I do encourage guys, especially on guitar, if you have the chance, take a song and work through it backwards. Think about the end of the song. Try and actually deliberately drop yourself in the middle of the damn thing and see if you can just pick it up right from there. Because that's going to tell you how well you know it and how well you're feeling it. Okay, so that's a little trick of the mind that you need to know about, is that we tend to retrieve things in order. And when you mess with that order, you actually are forcing yourself to kind of relearn on a whole new level. And it deepens the knowledge that you've got. So if you get that chance, go back to something you've learned recently and try doing it backwards. Okay, take a lick that you've learned and go backwards with it, or change up the pattern in some way. Or move it around on the fretboard in a different location. Just do something to mess yourself up and have to relearn it again, and then really see just the immense amount of benefits you're going to get from that when you learn it again like that. It's just incredible. You can take something you think you know backwards and forwards and, again, challenge yourself on a whole new level. So there, I threw a whole bunch of little concepts at you. I hope I didn't freak your brain out at all, but just keep in mind, to make your practice sessions go better, you have to change it up a little bit. You've got to throw your brain some curveballs. And you also have to give it the right amount of breathing room. And that means chunking things down into small enough mouthfuls, if you will, that you're going to be able to swallow it and keep it down. Okay? Small bite-sized portions. Keep it in mind. It's really important. And if you got any questions about that, please feel free to write into me. I've actually started the forum on our site at guitargodsecrets.com. You'll see the forum there. If you want to post a question, feel free to do that. And use the contact form. Send me a question directly. I want to know what you want to know on this podcast, because I'm going to send you more cool stuff like this, and very subtle cool stuff. I won't always sit down here and talk hardware with you. I want to talk everything you want to know about playing electric guitar like a guitar god. That's right. This is Carlos GGS from Guitar God Secrets. Go on over and get your free number one practice hack. I've got that waiting for you. It's a video on the site that you can go get right now. Go on over to guitargodsecrets.com and look for the form. It'll either pop up or just use the one that's on the side of the page. And I'll be talking again soon, very, very soon, on this podcast. Live to play, play to live.
GuitarGodSecrets.com, Guitar God Secrets podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at carlos@guitargodsecrets.com. We welcome your comments, suggestions, and questions, and your donations. Live to play, play to live.